Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 391, Traveling and Medical Needs. This is English as a Second Language podcast episode 391. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at ESLPOD.com. You can download a learning guide for this episode to help you improve your English even faster. This episode is called Traveling and Medical Needs. It's a dialogue that includes lots of vocabulary related to the kinds of medical problems you might have when you travel. Let's get started.
Oh, my feet hurt. We must have walked for 4 hours straight today. I have blisters on my heels and bruises on my toes. Where are my Band-Aids?
Yeah, your feet look bad. I told you not to wear new shoes on vacation, but you wouldn't listen.
Oh, yeah? Look at you. I told you to put on sunscreen. And did you? Your face and neck are sunburned. Your skin is going to be red and peeling tomorrow.
I'll be fine. If it weren't for my stomach ache, I'd be ready to walk another 4 hours.
I told you not to eat food from street vendors.
My stomach is just feeling a little irritated, and I have a little diarrhea. It's nothing serious.
You probably have salmonella or food poisoning.
No, I don't. Don't be ridiculous. Here are some Band-Aids. Now leave me in peace.
Fine. I'll let you suffer in silence. I won't say another word.
Will miracles never cease? Our dialogue begins with Delia complaining to Yoshi, "Oh, my feet hurt. We must have walked for 4 hours straight today." Delia is saying that she and Yoshi have been walking for 4 hours straight, meaning 4 hours consecutively, one after the other, with no break in between. Straight has a couple of different meanings in English. Take a look at our learning guide for some additional explanations. Delia says, "I have blisters on my heels and bruises on my toes." A blister, B-L-I-S-T-E-R, is a small part of your skin that is raised or higher than another part, usually because it is filled with liquid and usually because it's created when you are rubbing something against your skin. So, for example, if you are walking, your feet are going up and down in your shoes, and this creates pressure, this creates a certain friction on your skin, and the skin develops these little blisters. So if you walk a lot, you might develop blisters. A bruise is a temporary dark spot on your skin, usually caused by being hit. So for example, if you are in a fight and someone comes up and hits you in your eye or hits you on your shoulder. If it's a very strong hit, you could develop a bruise later on that day or the next day, you could see a big dark spot on your skin, and that spot is called a bruise, B-R-U-I-S-E. So Delia has blisters and bruises on her toes. Perhaps she fell, and that's why she has bruises. She says, "Where are my Band-Aids?" A Band-Aid is a small piece of paper or plastic that usually is used to put over some injury on your skin. If you cut yourself or if you have a blister, you might put a Band-Aid over it. So it's a small piece of paper or plastic that has some sticky substance. It sticks to your skin to cover your skin, allowing it to get better, to heal more quickly. Yoshi says, "Yeah, your feet look bad. I told you not to wear new shoes on vacation, but you wouldn't listen." Yoshi is saying that he told Delia not to wear new shoes on their vacation because sometimes when you have new shoes, because your feet are not accustomed to or used to the shoe, you can get blisters. The skin can develop these little, well, they're almost like bubbles on your skin. Delia says, "Oh, yeah?" This is something you might say if someone is criticizing you, like Yoshi is criticizing Delia, and you want to respond by saying something bad about the other person. You say, "Oh, yeah? Look at you," meaning, "Let's talk about you. I told you," Delia says, "to put on sunscreen. And did you?" Sunscreen is a cream or lotion that you put on your skin to protect it from getting burned, from being damaged by the sun. So Delia told Yoshi to put on sunscreen, and he didn't. And now his face and neck are sunburned. Sunburned means your skin is red. It is often painful because you have been in the sun for too long. This happens to me all the time, especially if you have very light skin. You will get sunburned more easily. It's not a very pleasant experience. Delia says, "Your skin is going to be red and peeling tomorrow." To peel, P-E-E-L, means that the skin comes off in very small, thin pieces. The dead skin on the top starts to come off of your body. We would say you are peeling. We use this verb to peel in a couple of different ways. Take a look at the learning guide for some additional explanations. Yoshi says, "I'll be fine. If it weren't for my stomach ache, I'd be ready to walk another 4 hours." A stomach ache is a pain in your stomach that lasts a long time, usually because you perhaps have eaten something that is not good for you or that your body doesn't like. You may get a stomach ache. So Yoshi says he could walk more if he didn't have a stomach ache. Delia says, "I told you not to eat food from vendors." Notice how Yoshi and Delia are saying to each other, "I told you, I told you." They're obviously somewhat mad at each other, like any good married couple. That's how you can tell that they are married, because they're mad at each other. Delia says, "I told you not to eat food from street vendors." A vendor is someone who sells something. A street vendor is someone who sells something in the street, not in a building, not in a regular store, but out on the street. Usually, or often, street vendors are selling food. So you can buy a hot dog or other types of food on the street. Some people think that this is not a good idea because sometimes the food is not prepared in a clean environment, and that can cause problems with your stomach. Yoshi says, my stomach is just feeling a little irritated, and I have a little diarrhea. Irritated here means a little painful, a little uncomfortable. It's not a word we would often use with a stomach ache related pain, but it's possible. Diarrhea is something that you might develop if you have eaten something bad or your stomach doesn't like what you ate. You might develop diarrhea. Diarrhea is when your excrement, the part of your food that goes out of your bottom, that leaves your body through, I think you can guess how, when it becomes suddenly very wet, very liquid, instead of being solid. That's diarrhea. Not a pleasant condition. Delia says, you probably have salmonella or food poisoning. Salmonella is a bacteria that is found in uncooked eggs and chicken that can make you sick. So if you eat a raw egg, an egg that isn't cooked, or if you have certain kinds of chicken that might have this bacteria, you can get sick. It's a very, again, unpleasant illness, salmonella poisoning. It can make you very sick and be very dangerous. Food poisoning is a general term for any time you eat something that makes you very, very sick. It may last 24 or 36 hours, but it's not considered normally a serious condition, though it can be very uncomfortable. Yoshi says, no, I don't, meaning no, I don't have salmonella or food poisoning. He says, don't be ridiculous. Here are some Band-Aids. Now leave me in peace, meaning leave me alone. Delia says, fine, I'll let you suffer in silence. To suffer means to experience pain or a difficult or sad situation. Yoshi, at the very end, uses an expression in trying to be funny. He says, will miracles never cease? To cease, C-E-A-S-E, means to stop. Will miracles, things that are not normal, things that are not natural, usually good things, will miracles never cease? What he's saying here is he doesn't believe that something will happen or that it is very unlikely to happen. He's saying, well, if you did leave me alone, that would be a miracle. That would be a very unusual thing. He doesn't actually think that Delia is going to leave him alone. So he uses this expression, will miracles never cease? He thinks it would be a miracle if Delia did leave him alone. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a normal speed.
Oh, my feet hurt. We must have walked for 4 hours straight today. I have blisters on my heels and bruises on my toes. Where are my Band-Aids?
Yeah, your feet look bad. I told you not to wear new shoes on vacation, but you wouldn't listen.
Oh, yeah? Look at you. I told you to put on sunscreen. And did you? Your face and neck are sunburned. Your skin is going to be red and peeling tomorrow.
I'll be fine. If it weren't for my stomach ache, I'd be ready to walk another 4 hours.
I told you not to eat food from street vendors.
My stomach is just feeling a little irritated, and I have a little diarrhea. It's nothing serious.
You probably have salmonella or food poisoning.
No, I don't. Don't be ridiculous. Here are some Band-Aids. Now leave me in peace.
Fine. I'll let you suffer in silence. I won't say another word.
Will miracles never cease? The script for this episode was written by someone who has blisters on their fingers because they've been typing so much, Dr. Lucy Say. Take it easy, Lucy. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2008.